for you, Timmy Hill.
Yeah, don't I? Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the American Dream. This is Jim Mazzetti, your host, every Tuesday from 10 to 11, bringing you the biggest, the brightest, and the most courageous entrepreneurs I can find in New York and Orange County, specifically Orange County. And welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us once again. Today's going to be another great show with a very special guest, and I say that wholeheartedly. I've actually known this guest today for quite a few years, and this is the first time we've actually had to get the chance, opportunity to work together. But as we do each and every week, thank you for the good state of New York and a good federal government. Remember, the opinions of myself and my guests are our opinions and nobody else's, not WTVQ and or Miles Wealth Management, who is kind enough to sponsor this show each and every week for us to bring you the best entrepreneurs I can find each and every week. So before I get this in here, I just want to kind of tee this up for everybody and kind of really special. Marina Case is my guest today, who is a local Warwickian. I don't know if I can call you a Warwickian yet. You're not here 40 years, but you're getting there, right?
Yeah, just almost 20.
Almost 20? Welcome. So let me give you a little background.
No one buried in the cemetery yet.
No. Well, I don't either, so I guess that's a good thing, right? I think that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Just got to get my volume here. Just giving you background, Marina is the owner, principal, and designer of Red Shutters in Warwick, New York. She's a third principal designer in the company's long, prosperous history. Marina was born in Manhattan and has always lived in the greater New York area. She attended Baruch College and New York University and received her BA and MA degree in communications from the University of Albany. As her interest designs and decorating grew, Marina returned to the city to study the New York School of Interior Design. Marina embodies her company's key principles, combining New York style with warm local values. She has been named one of the top 50 New York designers by New York Space Magazines, and won national attention for her beautiful design of the spa at Glenmere Mansion. And I'm sure all the listeners have an idea where that might be. Marina resides in the Village of Warwick, is a mother of two great boys, which I've met many times. Great kids.
Thank you.
Not kids anymore, that's for sure.
They're in college.
Yeah. And has served on many important boards and committees for Tuxedo Park and Tuxedo Park Schools, the library, Warwick Grove, and a very active member of the American Society of Interior Designs. Marina believes in telling her clients' stories in their spaces in great taste. She currently hosts the Style Show on WTBQ, which I'm so happy to be part of that.
Yes.
And on WTBK FM and AM radio, having hosted many prominent guests in the trade. She also teaches a popular one-day course at the D&D building, which you'll have to explain to me, for the New York School of Interior Design on historical textiles and wallpaper. Her blog is called The House in Good Taste and features her inspirations and travels. That is one heck of an intro, but quite frankly, I personally could have went on a little longer than that. But thank you so much for joining me this morning.
I'm delighted to be here, Jim. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And I'll tell you, the funny thing is that since you are you're a host yourself, that's better. I got my can hear myself. You know, the thing about being an entrepreneur I find each and every week is that you're the one who's doing all the interview. And I think it's kind of neat that we actually get a chance to interview one of our TV.
Right. That's next.
Is that next? Our radio personalities. And give them the backstory of you. Because, you know, each and every week we're interviewing somebody else and giving them their backstories and how they got to where they go. And I think it's so cool that, you know, the people that get to listen to you each and every week actually get a taste of what you're like and how you got here. So with that, do me a favor, give us a little background, and we just ruined our Periscope, but we'll get it back going.
We'll get it back up.
Go ahead.
So welcome.
Thank you. You mean how I got on the show, right, Jim?
Yeah. Well, let's give us a little background on yourself, and listen. You came to Warwick, and how'd you get here?
To interior design,
I should say. Yeah. I mean, you went to school for it, but you always had a passion. But how did you come to Warwick?
Well, interest to Warwick itself?
Or yeah.
Well, I, like many people, I think, drove down Route 94 toward apple country. And when I was a kid, I grew up in Ringwood, so we used to come apple picking at Ox all the time. And then drove back as an adult later, you know, kind of pre-kids, and drove down Route 94 and said, you know, this is where I want to be. And I can sort of remember being right in front of my house saying that to myself, because I love the house across the street, and going, this is awesome. I want to be here. And so that's how I got to Warwick. It took a lot of years. It didn't happen right away. We lived in New Jersey for a long time, and then we wound up here. But I'm glad to be here. It's very, very special. I don't think people realize how special Warwick is.
No. Warwick has got that. It's kind of almost got that magnetic feel to it, right? Once you come here, you're like, how do I figure out how to get to actually, can I live here?
Can I live here? Can I afford to live here? And it's peaceful and beautiful and yet filled with talented people.
A lot of hidden talent.
A lot of hidden talent, right, exactly. A lot of creative people.
Very.
And we're very lucky. And so it's a very nice lifestyle to have. And
I think we're blessed.
We're blessed. We're lots of abundance here, so we're lucky.
Yeah. And I can't agree with you more. I mean, it's one of the things I think Warwick has been said to be the Greenwich Village without the attitude.
Right. Right.
So you can have actually meet these people down the street who are very, very successful. But there's no airs about them. They're just happy to be here and participate in the community. That's one of the things I think I find most special about living in Warwick, or growing up in Warwick as I did. And I always tell people, I'm temporarily out of the town living-wise, but I'm back here each and every day. My kids are still here enjoying the school district, which is another special thing. And I think Warwick has got a unique school district in the way they bring – our culture invites them and keeps them here. And you've experienced it. I mean, you see.
Oh, definitely. You know, my kids went to Tuxedo Park School in middle school and elementary school, but then we sent them to school here and high school here. So, and they've been very successful. They're in college now in Boston. They love it, and it's great.
Bit of a change from here to Boston, huh?
Yeah, they're loving it.
So, listen. You know, one of the things that I try to do each and every week on the show is give our listeners, as you know, if you listen to the show or have heard the show, the objective here is to help people that are sitting on the fence, thinking about throwing their hat in the ring to take that leap of faith to live their American dream. So we're encouraging them. At the same time, we're not sugarcoating it. You know, this is not just a simple get up every day and everything is great, folks. No,
being in business is hard work.
It's very difficult.
Right. Very hard work. And we were talking about before, because I think you and I both are trying to and are in the forefront of, you know, trying to constantly adapt to social media and all that goes into doing social media and marketing that way. And it requires adaptability. It requires constantly being open-minded, seeing what's out there. And I know you do Periscope. I'm on Vine now, which is another quick video app, important for my business. So it's changing all the time. And
But you realize instantly when you kind of, you know, and you've been involved in business for a long time. I mean, in your past life, I should say, right? But taking it on in this role, was it much different?
In social media and
learning it. And
I think, you know, I love it. My father was a journalist, so I love to tell the story. And I grew up with that, you know, gestalt, I guess, or that way of thinking. So I just love connecting with everyone online all the time. It's fun to interact, and I just love it. It's
so great. You've embraced that part.
Yeah, I really love it. I do. I just love it. I'm sort of I'm probably addicted to it. You know, John Tesh talks about that. You know, that it's a bit of an addiction. It can be. So you have to put it down, and you got to not have your phone next to your bed at night and so forth, which I don't. But I do. I love doing it. It's fun.
That's amazing.
So, and Instagram's a big deal for designers. I don't know if you're on Instagram, but that's a huge. Big deal now, because it's about photos and as designers, you know, and in the design community, we're all friends. And that is something in social media that has changed in the design community in America. We're all friends now. We're all talking to each other. We're all complimenting each other. We're all inspired by one another. We all go to events together. So it's very different from what it was 10, 15 years ago.
In what way? Meaning that maybe you can trade ideas, help each other.
Trade ideas. We ask each other, you know, where do I get this? How do I do this best? How do I handle this? We're all talking to each other all the time.
Amazing.
We have our own private Facebook forums, groups, you know, how'd you make out with this vendor? Not so good, good, you know.
That are private, that yes, the public doesn't see.
Right, exactly.
So you have taken it to a different level here. Yeah. Got our own little secret back room going on and the whole nine yards.
Yep.
But, you know, you bring up a very important point. And, you know, by the way, Marina and I just skipped like three segments into the show already. We're only on like in the first quarter here. But, you know, the marketing side of this thing is key to any business.
Right.
Right. And I think the piece you're bringing up is that you either adapt or die.
Exactly.
Right. And whether you like it or not, that's the way it's going to be.
Right, right. And, you know, and this is a great way to stay in front of everyone and let them know who you are, because I think a lot of times entrepreneurs can be intimidating. You know, we're running, we're doing our jobs, and then people don't really know who we are until they hear us, until they interact with us.
Right. But it's the key. You're trying to cut through the obscurity.
Right, exactly.
Like, how do you get that word out? And by the way, being very confident about getting your word out.
Right.
Right. So it kind of, I think when you're going to put it out there on the air, on Periscope or on TV or the radio, you know, there's that little thing going, man, I better know what I'm talking about.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Because I'm putting it out there for everybody to
And critique. The radio is great for that.
Oh,
it's
I know.
It's been amazing. I mean, I've been doing it for a couple of years now. So it's amazing to be able to articulate, especially in design, articulate by the way of words, you know, what's going on in in a very visual business. So that is a challenge. And so I've had a lot of fun trying to figure that out.
You've done a great job at it. With that, unfortunately, this is how fast the time goes. We've got to take a real quick break here. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream, and my co-host here, Marina Case. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, Mike, I have good news and bad news. Good news is my son just got accepted to college.
Hey, congratulations, Bill. That's great news. What's the bad news?
We don't have enough money for his college education. I don't know how I'm going to tell him that we can't afford to pay all 4 years.
Listen, call the people at Miles Wealth Management. They helped me with my financial planning, and now I can afford my son's entire college tuition. To tell you the truth, for the first time in my life, I feel like I'm truly financially secure.
That's exactly what I need. Now, how do I get in touch with these guys?
You can call them at 845-651-3070, and their website is mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located right in the Village of Florida.
I'm calling them as we speak.
Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors, Inc., and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Dick Robinson. Will you join me for 2 hours of the Great American Songbook every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
American Standards by the Sea.
Hi, this is Dr. David Leach, the superintendent of the Warwick Valley Central School District and host of Your Schools. Listen every Monday at 12 noon to learn what's happening in your schools right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. Welcome here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the biggest, the brightest, most courageous entrepreneurs I can find of Orange County. I'm going to change that up a little bit, but it works for now.
Definitely.
And today's no different. Marina Case is my guest, or I say more importantly, my co-host here today on The American Dream. And she is the rightful owner of The Red Shutters. Do I have that right? And who does her own show here every week on WTBQ about style. And funny, we left off talking about, you know, the neat stuff that you obviously totally embrace is the social media aspect of this thing. And I'm not throwing Marina under the bus, but she's not 21 anymore, neither am I. But it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter, regardless of age, if you want to succeed in this new world, you got to embrace these social media technologies.
You do, because what happens is, and I've been to a lot of seminars on this, if you don't talk to your people and you don't respond back, they get offended. They're like, oh, they're not paying attention. So it's more important than you ever imagined.
Than it's ever been before.
Than it's ever been before. So anyone I tell, you know, if you're going to put yourself out there, you've got to interact and respond. Or people get like, what? Why? I just put up a post about them and they said absolutely nothing. What's going on?
Interesting.
This is something we were taught in a social media seminar. So yeah, it's interesting. It's definitely important. And I've gotten, as you say, it starts with discipline. And then it turns into a habit, and now it's a lot of fun. Okay. So once you do it and you practice it, it's fun.
It's funny because this morning when I was doing this tweet, and I am very lucky that I have Nick Napa, who's the director of marketing for our company, and I owe him a ton of credit because he's just been so good at trying.
He was excellent. He emailed me, confirmed, followed up. I need somebody.
You want to talk
to
about
that.
A disciplined young man, very disciplined, very much on the right track. I see huge things for him and his future. I'm just lucky enough to have him with us for the temporary. I say temporary because he's going to do great things. But he was instantly. I said, "Let's send this tweet out, Nick. What do you think?" He's like. If you know Nick, he's like, oh my God, James, you got to do this, And without that help, though, that tweet would have went into cyberspace, right? And it wouldn't have done what it's doing.
Now there's Hootsuite. Are you on Hootsuite?
No, but I am considering Snapchat.
Okay. But Snapchat is very, it's like more for the young people, I think.
You know?
But you know, it may be evolving. I don't know.
Well, it's funny. I just did research on this just the other day. And it's funny you say that because I had my daughters on. And,
their age is exactly who's into it.
Yeah, but my 70-year-old is only on Facebook.
Right.
And has an Instagram.
Right.
But my 15-year-old has Snapchat, Instagram, and no Facebook.
Right.
So it just shows you which demographics are doing
what. Wow, that's a 2-year. Wow.
It's only a 2-year difference. Wow. But we're just writing research, not to blow off my ADD kicking right in here. The Snapchat, we just pointed out that that's a younger group. But guess what? The younger group's moving up.
Yeah.
And to kind of put people in a box and not embrace that could be a mistake.
Right, right. We got to be thinking about it.
Right.
And so in our business it's Pinterest, it's Instagram,
so
and
very
it's
visual.
Facebook. And Facebook is huge. It's huge.
It's still the biggest, yeah.
By far. You cannot discount Facebook. Yeah.
And they're very much moving in, I think they're growing and adapting even better. They're finally figuring out their models, but kind of pretty neat. But listen, I want to thank you again. It's kind of neat that you actually took this leap of faith and doing. One of the things we like to point out on the show is 74% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's a real stat, folks. 74% are living, and 5% of, when we look at it, but 5% of the earners of America are responsible for all the consumption, majority. Mm-hmm. So the top five. So the key is, when you're talking about entrepreneurship and you're thinking about, what should I do? Should I do this? Should I not do it? What are you waiting for? There's no better time than the present. I'm not saying be reckless and not take the leap of faith. But listen, you don't want to wake up 30 years from now, folks, and go, I woulda, shoulda, coulda.
No, you're in charge of your life.
Period. No excuses.
Right.
I wake up in the morning every morning and I go, it's my duty, my obligation, my responsibility.
And there is every tool out there to help you. Yeah. Every book exists. Everything's out there to help you.
The barrier entry has been brought down so low now when we're just talking about it. We don't want to keep going on social media, but that is the answer. If you want it, and if you have any talents whatsoever, even if you don't have the talents, there's so many younger people out there that do. Bring them in.
Right.
Or bring them in before it's $15 an hour. But bring them in and get them to work for you and help your organization out. So do me a favor. Like I said, we want to talk a little more of your background here. You always had a passion for style and art. But you went to school for business, though, didn't you?
I did. I have my master's in organizational communication, and I started out in human resources and HR as an HR director. So then I had my babies for a couple of years there. And as they got older and got into kindergarten, I said, what am I going to do? Well, I was with a good friend of mine, and I just put up a post about this actually recently on Facebook, and she had moved to Florida, and I reached out to her and said, I'm going to be in Florida. Can we get together? She says, I just moved to New York. My daughter's attending ballet school there. Let's have lunch. So I put up a post, and I wrote, Genesis. In the beginning, there was one client. She was my first client. She said to me, do my house. You're talented. I can tell. Why don't you help me with my house? So that's how it started.
That was the first.
That was the first one.
The first client.
First client. It was right here in Pine Island. We lived out in Horizon Farms, and that was my first client.
Wow.
So yeah. And we're still friends. We're going to get together again for lunch soon. And so it was exciting. And she gave me the confidence, to keep going. And
to keep
that's
going.
What happened. Yeah.
But you talk about a complete different world. But the neat thing is you went to school for business. So it was a great basis.
Right.
So you had a very good concept. It wasn't completely foreign to you understanding how companies should run, how to structure a company, what's needed to do each and every month to make sure the filings are correct and so on and so forth. But the biggest thing that most entrepreneurs underestimate is the activity necessary to make the business go beyond that one client.
Right. And, you know, and I did it, and many, many women do it as a hobby for a long time. And I did that. When my kids were younger, it was more of a hobby. I would do 1 to 2 clients at a time. Now we're running 20 to 25 jobs at once.
Wow.
Yeah. And with support, I have a great staff. And so it was a hobby. And that is – it's a dynamic in the American interior design world that happens, that there are decorators who do it as a hobby. They do a couple of clients. And then, you know, at some point you get serious and go, I want to really do this. My kids are in college now full time. I've immersed myself in, you know, training to a higher level. I became a member of the American Society of Interior Designers only in the last year.
Okay.
Didn't realize that I was qualified. And then I ran into a friend of mine in New York and she goes, are you kidding me? You definitely.
I was going to say, how could you think you're not qualified?
Right. I didn't even think about it. And, you know, so that everything evolves and I think it's important as a designer, I'm sure it is in the financial world too, to stay immersed in the design community. You know, you've got to play in the sandbox.
Yeah.
You've got to be attending the events, supporting friends. In our case, we go to the show houses and we go visit our designer friends. And like I said before, we get inspired. We are in conversation with them. We have fun with them.
You don't see it as competition. You're bettering yourself each and every week.
Definitely. The only person you should be competing with is yourself.
Absolutely.
Definitely not other designers. No way.
I think, in quite frankly, in any business, I can't say that in any business, but I think a majority of business, just in business in general, I think, listen, your biggest enemy is you.
Right. Exactly. You've got to be the best and you'll attract the best.
Right. But I think
the law of attraction.
A key, though, is your support.
Right.
I think. And I bring this up constantly because you got to have that support system in place.
Definitely.
Because it's very difficult when you're at the top. I don't see that in an egotistical way, but if you're making all the decisions, it's difficult to make sure that you're the one that comes out, gets up each and every morning and goes, rah, rah, rah. Right?
Exactly.
You need that support.
You do. I have an amazing operations manager running the show every day. I have an amazing design assistant who is very involved with the clients, and then amazing merchandise manager who keeps the store looking good and keeps everything, you know, tidy
right.
and so forth. So, and I have an architect on the weekends that works for me, so who does all my floor plans. So it's...
But listen, did you hear yourself? Is anybody else there hearing this? Because I'm hearing this. I mean, I've known you for a ton of years now. And, you know, here you just went from doing this as a hobby.
Right.
To you've got a full-blown business here that is beyond just a solo entrepreneur. What brought you to that decision-making process that, listen, I can't do this by myself anymore?
Well, I absolutely love what I do, first of all. But then I had to figure out, and this happened in the last few years, I had to say to myself, what am I going to do to be one of the best? What do I need to do to be one of the best? So I surrounded myself with designer friends in dialogue all the time. I attend business coaching for design. And slowly, I just kept adding the right people to the staff. That helped tremendously. And now we're heading places. It's fun.
You absolutely are.
Yeah, it's fun. So we have a lot of great projects going on.
You say you went from one or two a year to now 20, 25 at a time.
Right.
It's a big difference in
arena. Right. And I would say 5 are very big, and then there's a few small ones. So.
Right, but they all contribute.
They do. Everything adds up.
Yeah.
And so they're all important.
Yeah.
We do, you know, some local work. We work in New York City. I'm working on an apartment in New York City right now. I'm working on the Tuxedo Park Library. Second round. The first round just got published in Hudson Valley Magazine. I don't know if you saw that.
I did
just
see that.
Out.
Amazing.
Yep. And then... and now we're going to do the lower level, the Technology Center. And I'm working on Liberty Hall Museum, which is the first governor of New Jersey's home in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Governor William Livingston. It's across from Kane University. So we're on our fourth room there. We're going to do the Alexander Hamilton room next. So that's very exciting. It's the biggest room we've done. It's the most important room we've done so far. I don't know that it's the biggest, but it's the most historically important. And so lots of fun things going on.
Yeah,
very. Yeah.
We can hear the passion in your voice.
Yeah, yeah. And I still, you know, I'm up at Glenmere often, you know, refreshing up there, just keeping things, you know, I did the spa there few years ago, and so I'm always helping them keep things fresh.
That's an amazing You've
been there, right?
Yes, I have. I've only been there for lunch, and I don't want my wife to hear the fact that you went there to get the spa design there. But sometime we'll get her up there at some point when I get those five kids out of college, maybe we'll spring for it.
Right. Or a Christmas present.
A Christmas present, yeah. Well, listen, with that, as usual, we got to take a quick commercial break. We're right back here. This is Jim Mazzetti of The American Dream. My co-host today is Marie Case from Red Shutters, and we'll be right back after this.
Economic security and times of economic uncertainty, families and businesses nationwide have come to rely on Security Mutual Life Insurance Company of New York, standing the test of time for more than 120 years. Generations of families and businesses have turned to Security Mutual to provide strong, competitive life insurance, disability, and lifetime annuity products specifically designed to meet their needs. Products to protect them from the financial challenges of disability, retirement, or premature death. Life insurance, estate, and retirement planning products to provide peace of mind and to complement financial plans for a secure future. When planning your future, investigate Security Mutual's full line of competitive life insurance products. Then join the hundreds of thousands of families and businesses across the country who have chosen Security Mutual, a company that continues to stand the test of time. Security Mutual, your partner for life.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and cost thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hey, this is Joe Danz. Connect the dots in these challenging times with my Creativity and Technology for Business and Life show every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WTBQ, AM 1110 and FM 93.5. Radio worth listening to.
Hi, it's Paul Ruskevich,
Barry Cheney,
and John Vero,
Orange County legislators on the Thursday morning roundtable, 9 to 10 a.m.
Answering all of your questions and concerns
on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
Well, it looks like a cold couple of weeks coming up before we get into consistent spring-like weather. We're going to see partly sunny skies today with a high only in the upper 30s, more like February. Clear and bitter cold tonight, low near 19. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a little bit milder in the afternoon. We'll head into the middle 40s. Clouding up tomorrow night, maybe a couple of showers, upper 30s to around 40. And Thursday, showers likely and milder into the upper 50s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Tony Salima.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and this is The American Dream. We're here every week from 10 to 11 interviewing the best entrepreneurs I can find in Orange County, and today is definitely no different, and I have actually, I can call her a friend.
Thank you.
Marina Case has been a friend of mine for many years here, and it's my true pleasure to have you on the show today. And I was saying just, quite frankly, off the air, how blown away I am on how well you've grown this company and where you've taken it to in such a, I guess, in my view, outside looking at it, a very short period of time, but I'm sure internally it's like, are you kidding me?
Right, you know how much work that is. You know how much work that is? It's 7 days a week, Jim.
It never ends.
It never
right?
ends. And I mean, I literally have to force myself to take a break and go, I got to stop now and recharge.
But isn't that what drives you?
Yeah. I mean, that's when you know you're doing what you love.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do it as long as I can. That's all.
Yeah. So. But you do it for all the right reasons. Listen, if you woke up every morning and going, I can't get out of bed. And trust me, folks, I've been there. I was almost there this morning until I knew I had you. I forgot you were my interview. There's days you just get beat up, and as an entrepreneur, that's don't feel bad about
that.
No,
there are those days.
Yeah, you're entitled. You're entitled to a day of not feeling great.
Right.
But that's it. That's it.
Otherwise, one day, and then you got to get back on the horse.
You got to get back on the horse.
Right.
Pull up your boots and go, let's go. Let's make it happen from here.
Right.
But it's all fun. It's great. I also want to make sure, reach out to, it's funny that this little radio station has garnered so many people that I'm seeing now that I'm being stopped on the street. And this goes to show you that these communities, like a Warwick, New York, and this WTB community, the people that listen to these shows, and I just want to say, Dave, that works for Jonah Mendelbaum out there at the Village Greens.
Right.
He stopped me the other day, and Dave, thank you. I know I think one of the reasons you listen to me is that's the only channel that comes in, but I still appreciate it. Kelly Dale and Rick Dale out of Rick's Restoration, you ever hear of that show on cable? That good Kelly Dale actually is a Warwickian and grew up here in Warwick and went to Las Vegas. And now she has the pleasure of being married to Rick of Rick's Restoration. And she's been nice enough to friend me on Twitter and gives me a shout out every once in a while. And, of course, Tom Ocon, which I'm going to have on the show, which sooner or later, Tommy Ocon. Well, you remember the original Mean Joe Green commercial where Mean Joe gives the shirt to the kid? He's the kid.
Ah.
Yeah. And now he owns his own business as
well. Wow, so you've got a lot of amazing guests.
I'm lucky. But we're still trying to get him. They're so busy. Kelly, I know if you're listening, I'm going to get you on the air here. She's got an amazing story. Actually, just an amazing story. Great person, too. And still, talk about people that, even they get a certain success level, you can never back down.
Right.
And I think, isn't that the piece that you're kind of battling with now and I'm battling with? I'm sure we all.
No, once you go, you got to keep going.
It's a sustainability.
Right.
Right. You can't just go, ding, I hit the bell and okay, I'm good now. Right.
And I'm sure you've read about that. It happens with a lot of entrepreneurs. They make a fortune. They sell their company for a ridiculous amount of money. And then they go, what do I do now? They sort of get, what do I do now? I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
But I've read about that where they go, uh-oh, now what do I do?
Right. Listen, I think the best advice I can give to any entrepreneur out there is, one, I think you hit the nail on the head before, Marina, is surround yourself with the best people you can.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
The other thing is anybody that's any negativity in your life, eject
out.
It. Gone. Bye. See you later.
Right.
I don't care if that's family members, best friends.
Nope. You're not taking away my joy.
No.
That's
no.
It.
And listen, a lot of that just becomes jealousy.
Right.
And
that happens too as you grow. People, things shift and they can't, some people can't handle it. I've seen it.
Yeah, we've all seen it.
Yeah.
You get that thing, they're just lucky or they, their father started a business or they had a silver spoon in their mouth. I got news for you. That is so far from the truth.
Right.
I mean, lucky.
Run a business day to day is a lot of work.
Yeah. And I think you hit 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
So how lucky are you?
Right?
You're so lucky. You get to work each and every day. No days off. Well, listen, we wouldn't have it any other way, though.
It's true.
Right. So tell me, what are some of the toughest challenges you've experienced so far in running your business?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Probably trying to stay on top of everything as a designer. And, sometimes you do fall into the place where you go, oh, my gosh, especially when you're looking at them online all the time and social media. Oh, look what that designer's doing. I should be doing that. You're constantly competing with yourself and you can beat yourself up a lot.
Distractions.
Right. Also, I have introduced new software systems lately, new ways, new programs to help organize and run the business. So getting those up and running can be frustrating at times, but they're important. You have to kind of go through that pain.
And time.
Which
is not contributing to your business, you feel.
Right, right. You're like, it's not pushing the revenues forward, but you have to go through the pain of doing that in order to bring yourself to the next level and get yourself organized so that you can keep growing.
Right.
So, tricky.
Tricky. But you can't do it without it.
You can't.
You've got to have those tools in place.
Right. And you need the latest and greatest technology and tools constantly, and you always have to be thinking in terms of that.
Right.
And then, I think it's important to give back too, to take the time to give back because it doesn't feel right if you don't. You really have to do that.
You're one right from my own heart. I mean, I think the biggest pleasure I get out of it is the ability to give it back.
Right. And I even think doing the show gives back in a way, doing these shows, because we're teaching and helping people live on the air You know, my show, the goal always is to teach and educate. So I think that's really important, which is why I teach at New York School of Interior Design three times a year, that the course. It's my way of giving back. It hardly pays anything, but I love doing it.
Right.
And I have the knowledge to do it, and I have the resources to bring everyone through the D&D building to point out that, you know, the various showrooms that will teach them about historic wallpapers and textiles. So it's been a lot of fun. And recently I was very excited because I don't know if you know the architect Robert Stern. He's one of the great architects of our time, and he signed up, I guess, 12 of his junior designers to take my course in May. So
wow.
I'm very excited about that. They're all coming.
As you should be. Holy
and
mother.
So the course is closed out now. So, but it's good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wild.
Yeah.
You know, in only in Warwick, New York.
Right. You hear
can
these
that
stories.
Happen.
Right.
You know, right. That you can actually be a designer and have all these fun things that happen to you. But with quite frankly, and we kept hitting this back, but it is the give back.
Right.
And I think, you know, most successful entrepreneurs that I've been fortunate enough to meet up in my life, that's one of their biggest thrills, is that they can
right,
give back.
Right, to give back. Yeah. I think, you know, you need to spend time doing that. There's no doubt about it. Teaching others, you know, things about the business. I teach my clients a lot. I think a lot of clients hire me because I'm willing to teach them, mm-hmm. you know, how to do their rooms. There's a lot of science that goes into these rooms, and I think it's important to share with them, not just hide it all the time.
So the moral of the story is give to get, as they say.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't give to expect to get back, actually.
Right, exactly.
You know, you do it truthfully, do it honestly, do it genuinely. And whether that's spiritual, business, and whatever you do, just do it. And do it from your heart.
Right, exactly. Right?
So kind of moving on from there. So we talked about the social stuff. We talked about getting the tough parts. So you're like, what's the thing you love best about being in business for yourself? If you could put one thing on.
Well, the variety. As a designer, there's lots of variety. So I can teach a course.
It's not Groundhog Day every day?
No, no. It's the variety. I'm in different clients' homes all the time. I'm on the move all the time. I'm moving around all the time. I love that aspect of it and the creativity. I mean, there's so many great things to work with more than ever. The technology for fabrics is finally at a new level. I don't have to worry about if a kid spills Coke all over the couch anymore. There are fabrics for that.
Dogs,
everything cleans up just like that. Now we had Krypton on the show a few weeks ago.
Krypton?
Krypton is the name of the fabric. It's amazing. So
definitely should be in my house.
Yeah. And I get to travel. I get to go to High Point and look at products. I get to go to Georgia and look at products. I love moving around.
But it's also, you know, going back, and I keep hitting on this thing, is the biggest investment it sounds like you make is make an investment in yourself.
Right. You have to keep growing,
stay
keep going, stay on your game.
Be the
you
best
have to stay
game.
Fresh. You have to stay fresh all the time in our business, all the time, you know, because a lot goes into it. There's, you know, we like to talk about the various decorating styles, traditional, modern, tribal, fun. Those are sort of the iconic styles. And then we like to mix them all up by way of color or whatever it takes to get there. And so I'm constantly looking for, you know, what is the latest and greatest in all those areas, and then how do I bring it all together?
That's how you stay on top of your game. You're trying to figure out what the next best trend is.
Right. And going to forecasting seminars and so forth is something I do often. I was in just last week with Stacey Garcia, who's one of the great forecasters, and I have 12 you know, photographs on my iPad here with all the latest and greatest.
New trends.
Yeah.
Neat. It's pretty wild, though.
It's pretty wild. Like Cuba and tropical Ford 1940s is going to be a huge trend. So it's that kind of thing. You know, what's coming?
Cuba's coming back.
Cuba's coming back, definitely.
Really?
100%. Hard to believe.
So not only are their cars coming back, but their fashions and stuff.
Oh, the cars are coming back? I didn't know that.
Cuba is still the king of the vehicles. I mean, they've made vehicles run for the last, 50, 60 years?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, those people are very creative.
Don't tell Frank.
Yes.
Don't tell Frank.
I'm sure Frank's going to jump right in there, actually. Are you kidding me? It's amazing stuff. But anyway, I'm, again, blown away by where you've grown and the challenges you've overcome already. But, you know, if you had – is there anything you would change looking back now that you've got – what you went through, is there anything you would have changed where you are today?
I probably would have – I started attending courses to help my, you know, business grow from with other designers. And I would have done, wish I had done that a little sooner.
Okay.
That sort of thing. I think staying educated is important. But it is what it is. I don't, you know, I try not to regret too many things. Life happens and you got to roll with it.
That's a great
and you
got
to be thankful for everything you've got every day.
Yeah.
So
humble.
Yeah.
being humble. Yeah, don't live in the past.
You exactly.
Know, sounds like all these
move
cliches.
Move forward, right. Yeah. I mean, but they're real.
You they know, are real.
It's real.
And then whether you like it or not, they're there each and every day.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
And then I always say, listen, I got to put the boogeyman in the closet this morning because I can't deal with them today. You know,
exactly.
It's like, because they do rear their ugly heads. But it's, I think, as an entrepreneur, your ability to deal with that.
Right. To recover. Right. You get shot down in business. It's not hard because we're a world full of people and people collide every now and then and not necessarily in positive ways sometimes. So you've got to recover, go straight at it and keep
going.
Don't
be afraid to fail.
Right. Exactly.
Matter of fact, listen, I think I've learned my greatest lessons from failures. And I think every entrepreneur can say that. And I've had my share. I'm sure I'm going to continue to have my share. But don't be afraid.
Right. It happens.
Don't be afraid. With that, I got to take one more quick break here. This is Jim Mazzetti of the American Dream. I have Marion Casey, my co-host today from Red Shutters. We'll be right back after this.
If you're a small business owner, no one has to tell you that your business is one of the largest assets you possess. But have you ever taken the time to know what it's worth? Business valuation is not only critical for growing your company, but ultimately its eventual sale. At Miles Wealth Management, they can help you determine the value of your business through a simple yet comprehensive process that doesn't take months and costs thousands of dollars. For many years, Miles has provided you with insurance and financial services. Now they can help you ensure the growth and stability of your business for years to come. Call them today at 845-651-3070 for a free consultation or visit them online at mileswealthmanagement.com. They're located on North Main Street in the Village of Florida. Miles Wealth Management, LLC, is an independent SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Miles Wealth Management and its investment advisory services are offered independent of Signature Investors Incorporated and any subsidiaries or affiliates.
Hi, this is Marina Case of the Red Shutters in Warwick, New York. Tune in every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. for The Style Show, a show about decorating, fashion, and fun on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. Join me for Ask Dr. Phil. We're going to talk about what's important in your life. So listen up and start a change reaction in your life today. You're worth it.
Weekdays at 1:30.
WTBQ. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Jim Mazzetti, and welcome back to the American Dream. Remember, we're here every Tuesday from 10 to 11, interviewing the best, the brightest, and most courageous entrepreneurs in Orange County. Marina Case is my co-host today, and we've just been having a great time. She's with the Red Shutters, and quite amazing background, quite an entrepreneur. I'm blown away on how fast. Again, she didn't think it's not that fast, but where she's growing her company to today and where she's going to take it forward. And I also want to reach out to everybody. I'm so bad at this, but you should be known this by now if you listen to my show whatsoever. You know, please feel free to give us a call at 845-651-1110 for our guest today. If you want to ask them any questions, this is where you get a freebie, as I say. You get some information, you get some inspiration, you can get some decorating ideas here, and it's not on the clock. So please feel free to give us a call. And if you need to reach out to myself and Miles Wealth Management, please also do that. We're located in Florida, New York, 845-651-3070. And you actually get a real person on the phone that answers the phone each and every week for us, Roseanne Wanamaker. But she only does that Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, she's lucky enough takes the day off. But thanks again. Thanks for joining us. And we look forward to doing this show each and every week. And you can find us at www.mileswealthmanagement.com. You follow me at Jim Mazzetti on Twitter. And I think there's another one. Facebook, we're out there as well. I think I covered all the bases, Marina. We're good?
We're good.
Oh, good.
How do I get an SEP? Because I have no clue.
I have no clue either. I just get these notes every once in a while from Nick. I go, listen, what are the high points I got to hit here?
Yeah.
And make sure we hit them. And make sure we take care of everybody that takes care of us. And I think that's kind of the basis of business, isn't it?
Yeah, taking care of everybody. Yeah. Constantly reviewing we have a program called Asana. We're reviewing everything all the time and looking at everybody. You know, what do we got to do next to get them to the next level?
And you utilize, sounds like you utilize those database management system pretty well.
Right. I have apps. Like I have a Wunderlist app. Have you tried Wunderlist?
No.
It's amazing. So it keeps track of all the tasks and prioritize all the tasks for each of your employees. So you just make the list and And then you can move them around. You can star them and for yourself, too. And you can use it for groceries. You can use it for movies. You can use it for your holiday shopping. I use it to keep my priorities for the business, you know, all sorts of things. It's a great app.
It's a
Wunderlist.
Wunderlist. Right. There you go. There's another freebie out there, folks. You should do this. But all good. Before we kind of get into the last segment of this thing, I just want to kind of go through the the kind of things that I like to touch upon each and every week. I listen, entrepreneurialism is an amazing thing for anybody who's ever contemplating it out there. And remember, you can do that because you live in the greatest country in the world, the United States of America. And don't forget that for a second. And I don't care what your political beliefs are whatsoever. I don't care if you're on the left, the right, the middle, or somewhere else in between. Do yourself a favor. Take advantage of this election that's coming up. And I don't get political, but I'm just telling you, be thankful. Be thankful that you live in a country that tomorrow you can wake up and go, I have an idea, I have a plan, and I'm going to make a go of it. And you're allowed to do it.
Right.
And you're allowed to fail. And you're allowed to win. And guess what? Life goes on.
Right.
Right?
Life happens.
That's life happens. And God, life keeps happening and happening. Sometimes I want to put the pause button on, but it keeps happening. But it's pretty neat stuff. So listen, I just came up with this, and I think you're going to like it. And I call this, and I can't say I created this, but it's called the Fast Fact Round for my entrepreneurs that I interview each and every week now. And what it goes is like this, real quick. So what's the last thing you Googled?
I don't know.
All right. Okay. Ice cream.
But I do Google every day.
Every day? Ice cream. What's your favorite flavor?
Caramel.
Caramel?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Caramel caribou.
Favorite hobby?
Needlepoint. Yeah.
You know, I'm not shocked about that. Mm-hmm. Being as creative as you are, I can see that.
It's also very therapeutic. They say the gamma waves, pulling that needle through. So I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
It calms you down?
Yep.
I think the only thing that calms me down is a glass of wine. I got to find better ways to do that. Winter or summer?
Definitely summer.
Even in the winter we had today, this year, it was this or nothing. Although we still...
Yeah, you can't complain about this winter.
We can't complain after that.
Even though we're all sort of like, what's going on?
It's never over, it feels like, right? And last but not least, early bird or night owl?
Definitely early bird.
Really?
Oh, yes.
What time do you start your day?
6. 6 a.m.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I could say I normally try to get myself up at 6. I do. I'm up at 6. Am I productive at 6? Definitely.
No, coffee's happening.
Coffee's got to happen. I got to read the news. I got to figure out what's
going
on. Wake
up slowly. Yeah. Right, right.
But I start replying all those emails and tweets.
But, it's hard not to be, as an entrepreneur, a lot of stuff happens at night. So it's hard on an early bird to go into night mode. I do it once or twice a week, but,
That's a good point. Because, again, business never turns off, truthfully. But at some point, you got to draw the line.
Right.
Right. But I agree. We take phone calls on weekends, the most odd times of the world. But listen, if you need to be successful, you got to make sure you cater to your clients,
right?
Because without
clients, finances are a big deal,
very big deal. And and I can tell you firsthand when we were going to that little craziness a little while back there, 2008, 2008,
right?
And there's even the latest I call correction, if that's what they want to call it. You have to be there for your people.
A serious correction.
Yeah,
serious economic correction. Right.
It's such that's the world in general. And I think that's the difference that, if we're going to put a plug in for financial planners or professionals in general, that's the difference between doing it, do it yourselfer and having a planner. The difference is, coaching you off the wall. Don't jump.
Right.
And because the market is,
I had a lot of friends that did jump. You're right. They got out of Facebook. That was a mistake.
Huge mistake.
Right. They got out of Apple. Another mistake. So I was like, what are you doing that for? You got 10 grand in there. Are you kidding me?
Leave it alone.
Right. And now you just lost 3.
Yeah. Do the math, folks. Yeah, right. Make a phone call. But it's the reactions that the media force on us. Turn the TV off.
Right.
Don't
definitely
listen to those idiots.
Listen,
all they're doing is working for the people that want to buy your shares. They want it to go down so you sell and they can get a discount.
Right.
Right. Listen, always listen to the other side. So a little final thoughts. I want to thank you so much for being on.
Thank you,
today.
Jim. I'm delighted. It was nice to be interviewed rather than be interviewing.
Yeah. A little different, right?
Yeah, it's very different.
And we were saying, it's the kind of stuff that reminds us why we do what we do.
Yeah.
We get to reach out and hopefully touch people in the right way and inspire them and and encourage them to keep doing what they're supposed to do. And remember, folks, if you're out there, you're an entrepreneur, give us a call. I mean, give us a call at WTBQ. And if you have any questions of one thing about this station is great is they have access to there's a bunch of talk show hosts on here. And you know, whether they're dealing with your money, they're dealing with your finance, or dealing with your decorations, you reach out to the station. They'll put you in touch with them.
So you don't have to tell me, but have you gotten clients from doing this?
I have.
Uh-huh. I have too.
Have you really?
Yeah.
And because I think it's the key to this thing is putting them first.
Right. And you should have them on, actually. The Candy Apple Shop, downtown Warwick.
The Candy Apple Shop?
Yeah. They just opened. They had a Vernon location. It's their second location. Two Wall Street ladies. They're amazing.
Really?
Amazing girls.
That would be an amazing story.
Yeah. They're down in Florida right now on vacation because they just got done making thousands of Easter bunnies, but chocolate Easter bunnies. But they're amazing ladies. And I've had them on the show. They're amazing. You should have them on.
I would love to. Mm-hmm. I think that show, that store, everybody finds out I'm in Warwick, like leaving this, I always get a text, stop by the Candy Apple Shop.
Really?
Yeah. It's just an amazing
I mean, their caramel apple to me is just, their English toffee apple, it's incredible.
That one indulgence you take?
Yeah, I'll have it for dinner sometimes instead of a normal meal.
It's all good.
Keep the creative process going.
Yeah, the creativity.
But, we had fun in that project. We did all the wallpaper, the awnings. We did all the lighting, all the, specced all the colors. It was great.
You know, and actually, you get a great point. Your environment, your work environment, I think is very important.
Very, very important. Yeah. It's people don't realize you're stimulated by your environment. If it looks great, if it's organized, and organization's a huge trend coming forward. I mean, it's been a big trend, but it's really going to be big now.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything look just right.
Yeah. Hope Stewart does a great job on her side of it and doing the organizational side of it. But yeah, being in a place that you're going to be spending, listen, let's face it, you spend more time in your office environment than you do in your house.
Right.
Right.
I would say your mattress should be good and your office.
Yes.
And if you're lucky, your house in between. But
good point.
Yeah.
Well, listen, with that, I'm going to say thank you again for
taking
your time.
Jim.
As we know, as entrepreneurs, that one thing we can't get back is our time. I want to thank everybody for listening. This is Jim Mazzetti with The American Dream. We're here every week from 10 to 11. And if you want to reach out to us, please reach out to us, www.mileswealthmanagement.com. Or give us an email or give us a call. If you want to be on the show, we'd love to have you. Go out there and do me a favor and inspire other people to keep doing what you do.
Awesome.
God bless.
Thanks, Jim.